Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. I can't not do it. I must do a segment on Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee today. I must do it. I have to do it. And I think to myself, should I try to avoid it? I mean, he didn't really say anything. But also, I do feel like I bring more value to the conversation because I have listened to Aaron Rodgers speak a lot over the last 16 years. And I feel like I know what it's like to wonder what his future is going to be. And I try to tell people, hey, it's kind of weird, man. It's kind of weird and it's hard to explain. And he leads you down these different paths and you're like, what? And it's only gotten weirder and weirder. And then Jets fans get Aaron Rodgers and they're like, no. You guys, come on, it's Aaron Rodgers. It's Aaron Rodgers. How bad can this possibly be? Oh, it's a nightmare. And now, Steelers fans are going through the same thing. The amount of time that Steelers fans are spending on Aaron Rodgers is too much. It is just too much. The amount of time that we're all spending on Aaron Rodgers is too much. Now, this is one of those things I do where I point out that we're all spending too much time on it. But then I spend time on it. I understand. But it's meant to be a cleanse. So my technique and my tactic here is I caught Steelers fans smoking. and I'm going to now make you smoke the full pack of cigarettes so that you don't want to smoke anymore. We don't have any cigarette sponsors. Oh, I forgot it's not 1983. There was a lot of money in that back in the radio days. I'd love to do a remote set up by Winston, but the good old days are far, far and few. So Aaron Rodgers talked on Pat McAfee today. I woke up, checked my phone, saw that Rodgers was going to talk, and I thought, okay, I got some time here. I'll watch this. I'll see what's up. Turned it on at 1 o'clock Eastern. He was scheduled to talk at 1:15. The boys were talking about Lee Corso stepping down, as I just did, and you can tell they had like 8 minutes of content, but they were stretching it out because they weren't ready for Rodgers yet. That's a nice thing that I like to notice when I'm watching things, is we've all had to do it when a guest is running a little behind and all of a sudden you don't know what you're saying. You're just waiting for someone in your ear to say, we got Jay Williams. Oh, great. Thanks. So Rodgers talked today. Immediately, I want to point out how the conversation started. And Rodgers started talking about he didn't want to get on here and he doesn't really have any idea what's going on. But my friend Tim and my sister Mia were talking to me and Mia told me that I should probably get on to cut the BS. Now, again, Rodgers said the word BS, but the real word like 20 times on ESPN in the middle of the day. But I can't say that right now. I can't play it either. That annoys me a lot. Not that I'm looking to swear. I just think that the double standard is insane. Rodgers was talking about his sister, Mia. She's not his sister. So I don't understand what he meant by that. And I don't know who Tim is either. Rodgers, when I started to be like, what is up with this guy? You know, because there was like a history of him and his family not getting along or whatever. And one time he said, I had Thanksgiving with my folks. And we're like, oh my God, Rodgers is tight with his family again. This is a big deal for him. And so then people ask him, he goes, no, my folks, my friends. And people have always said, oh, Rodgers is very meticulous. He knows what he's doing with every word. I don't think he's some sort of linguistic genius. I think he just has a different definition of what words are, knows that he does, and says it just to mess with people. Like when he said, I've been immunized. Rodgers thinks that the whole world hates him because of how he viewed COVID. He even brought it up again today. And as somebody who has all these little transgressions that I view against me in my career that I would like wronged, I would like some rights wronged, things that happened a long time ago that are irrelevant that I can't even think of off the top of my head because they don't matter. But I hold him against me. I hold him deep within. So I understand that part of Rodgers. When he's talking about like, oh, you know, I want apologies for... I don't be like, oh, you're a loser. And if I do, I'd have to be like, oh, we're both losers. But Rodgers has the thing wrong. And a lot of you guys have the COVID thing wrong, if I may say. I know now I'm bringing up COVID in 2025, but, you know, it did kill a lot of people, if I may say. We can review the procedures and things out of it, but it did kill a lot of people. That is a fact. There's a lot of other quarterbacks, Kirk Cousins, the one specifically I can think of, that did not get a vaccine. That was a big issue, the vaccine. But he was also like, yeah, I don't want to get the vaccine. And then we're like, okay. Rodgers led you to believe he was immune. He chose the word on purpose. So he thinks, and a lot of people think, that everyone liked Aaron Rodgers until he wouldn't get a shot, and then we all turned on him. That's not what happened. What happened is that Aaron Rodgers was an incredible football player who slowly became a harder guy to cover and interact with. And along the way, almost on purpose, used words that were inaccurate to twist, where he then fell into a corner where he always thought like he was the victim. This is my take on Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if some of you are prepared for it, but it's happening. I don't appreciate when people think they've gotten canceled when they're saying that on a platform. Like Pat McAfee at his big night thing the other day. He's like, I've been canceled more times than I can count. As he's talking to 20,000 people who paid to see him in an arena while he doesn't even like, he's so uncanceled. ESPN changed their whole business model to have you a part of the team. He is so uncanceled. People get on the news, oh yeah, I'm being canceled. Then why are you on TV? Some of your fans may not agree with your opinions, so they don't support you like they used to. Usually, in turn, you gain a whole new set of fans who then support you now. I don't like when people, I've been canceled. You're on TV. How can anybody ever be on ESPN, the worldwide leader, and say, I've been canceled? I don't understand it. And that was like the whole thing with Rodgers. Today, that's why he says he wants to talk. I've had some good conversations. I've been up front with all of them. Like Mia, she tells me what's going on. I don't have any leaks. It's a very tight circle. I'm not putting stuff out just to put stuff out. And multiple times he said on the show, I need to come on here to stop the BS against me. It's nothing against you. It's nothing against you. You are Aaron Rodgers. You're a four-time MVP, a Super Bowl winner. Your future is in the air. People are curious as to where you're going to play. Now, when guys like Adam Schefter whine that you haven't signed yet, I would be upset about that. I get it. But if there's reports coming out, Rodgers has this unique ability, or he's the first guy in history, that every report that's ever come out about him is wrong. Albert Breer just makes things up out of the blue about the Vikings in your interest. Because that's what he feels like doing, I guess. Hey, I'm well-respected journalist Albert Breer. I'm going to tarnish my whole legacy based on one thing. And Rodgers is another one of these guys that manipulates like the words and how it's said. Like if Rodgers were to say, yeah, I think I'm going to miss 4 weeks. Or no. Yeah, I'm out. This Achilles hurts. Best case scenario, I come back in 8 weeks. Okay? And then a report would come out. Yeah, Rodgers told me, or I've heard from good sources, that he's trying to come back in 2 months. I didn't say that. He's right. He said 8 weeks. It changes nothing, but to him, it does. The ability to shoot down the entire story. So, yeah, there has been a shift in the court of public opinion about how people feel about Aaron Rodgers. And during the pandemic, maybe more people were brought on to some of the things that they don't like about Aaron Rodgers. But I think in Aaron Rodgers' head, he thinks he was a well-respected quarterback that everybody loved, and then he didn't want to get a vaccine, and then a lot of people turned on him. That's not true. Some people, maybe it's that binary, but that's not for me, and that's not a place where I talk to him. I think that during that time, you need to do what's best for you and your family. Whatever conclusion that was for you. I certainly wouldn't lie about it. And Rodgers is going to say, well, I didn't lie this. Because he was immunized. Which, I forget, what did he take? Like, I don't even remember. Some other thing. So Rodgers, on the backdrop of all this, now is on Pat McAfee. And this whole conversation, and we're going to get to the Jets part of it, the Steelers part, the Vikings part. But this whole conversation is under the backdrop that I have to come on the show to defend myself. There's all this stuff about me. This isn't true. I got to defend myself. He's been in defense mode for years. He doesn't have to be. Steelers fans might be frustrated that they want an answer. Adam Schefter might be whining. But I don't think anybody's mad at you. You're a free agent. We would like you to make a decision because we're an impatient people. Steelers fans want to know who their quarterback's going to be and if they should get Aaron Rodgers or not. Steelers fans, again, just relax on it. Don't follow every move he makes. We don't need to be taking pictures of him in cars in Malibu. We don't need to be sniffing around the practice facility. We don't need to just... He's going to make his decision when he's going to make his decision, which, as I've been predicting, will be in the summertime. And he says there's some stuff going on in his personal life. Maybe there is. I don't think that's... I think he just doesn't... He doesn't want to show up for work yet. And he doesn't have any requirement to. And he's got a team who he can use as a fallback plan. Now, would he sign with the Vikings? We'll get into that. But as of right now, Aaron Rodgers, again, in defense mode, all of this stuff. And then what we hear about the Jets later, this is all defense mode. The way he was with the Packers, he is always playing defense. Even if nobody is attacking him. So with the backdrop of everything I just said, these are the things that Aaron Rodgers had to say today, including telling Pat right off the top that he's undecided about his future.
You know, I'm in a different phase of my life. I'm 41 years old. I'm in a serious relationship. I have off the field stuff going on that requires my attention. I have personal commitments I made, not knowing what my future was going to look like after last year, that are important to me. And I have, you know, a couple of people in my inner circle who are really battling some difficult stuff. So I have a lot of things that are taking my attention and have beginning in really January away from football. That's been where I've been focusing most of my attention on. You know, to make a commitment to a team is a big thing, whether you're a first-year player or a 20-year vet.
Now, to get really psychoanalytical, and maybe this is bad, I don't think that we need to know that there's stuff going on in his inner circle. I don't think that is relevant to the conversation. He can just say, I'm not in a place. But he gave a little bit of information, and then Pat McAfee's like, oh, I know what you, I don't want to say. Then we're building up a sympathetic kind of feel towards you. Again, you don't need to ask for our sympathy because nobody is attacking you. So it's just this incredible amount of playing defense that I don't think needs to exist. Rodgers says retirement, okay, still an option.
I wasn't, you know, stringing anybody along. I wasn't holding anybody hostage. I was honest from the jump about where I was at mentally and some of the constraints that I have in my life right now that have to that warrant my attention. So, yeah, you know, I'm open to anything and attached to nothing. So yeah, retirement still could be a possibility. But right now, my focus has been and will continue to be on my personal life.
There's a quote that once you start thinking about retirement, you're already retired. I don't know that that's true. I don't really have an issue with anything that he said up to this point that we've played for you. My biggest issue is that he talked about Tim and Mia like we're supposed to know who the hell they are. It's like when you go to your grandma's house and you're like, Grandma, how was your day? And she goes, oh, Sandra was up to her old tricks again. And she's never told you about Sandra in her life. And also, she just met Sandra that morning. Grandmas do it more than anybody. Oh, Bart, did you hear that Betty and David got divorced? Yeah, I never heard nothing about Betty and David ever, Grandma. What are you talking about? They always assume that you're with them in every step of their life. It's not going to be about the money, Aaron Rodgers says. It's not about the money.
There's been a lot of people assuming they have information about me. That's just not true. I've been straight up with these teams from the start about where I was at, you know, starting with the money thing. You know, I told every single one of the teams I talked to, it ain't about the money. I play for 10 M's. You know, I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30, $40 million. That's absolute bullshit. I said I play for 10.
See, got to bleep it. I've never heard anyone call million 10 M's before. Maybe I'm just not in the, you know, pay grade for it to be M's. 10K, I've heard of 10K. I've never heard of 10M. I thought that was funny. And I didn't think that was some people are like, oh, well, that's still 10M. No, I mean, still Aaron Rodgers. Like, Russell Wilson's out there getting 10M. Daniel Jones is getting 16M. You know, Rodgers is going to play for something. Now, was that him telling some teams, look, I'll play for you dirt cheap? I still don't think so. I still don't think so. So I'm at the same spot after all this right now that I was coming in, that Aaron Rodgers is just, there's no need for him to go to a camp right now. He also doesn't want to. He would rather come later. The later he comes, the less of the nonsense off-season stuff he has to do. And the later he comes, the less ingrained into a team he's going to be, where he can still, he wants to play Aaron Rodgers' way. I don't think he wants to learn a new playbook. I don't think he wants to give into the Steelers' way. I think if the Steelers are going to be like, hey, we want you, Aaron Rodgers, he'd be more than willing to do that. I don't think he wants to acquiesce or give and take a little. I think he just wants to be Rodgers. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve that. I'm just saying that's what I think he's up to. Tweet here. Thing I appreciate about Rodgers, and I know you and every other media person hates, is he doesn't let the media dictate his narrative. But you still all can't stop talking about him, so he wins. Well, maybe he does, but I'm personally not playing that game. I know every time I come into a Rodgers segment, it's like, okay, here we go again.
Relax.
Now, I do feel that I am providing some sort of commentary unlike anything else that you've heard about Aaron Rodgers. Whether it's better or worse, right or wrong, I believe that what I say about Aaron Rodgers is different than anybody else. Everybody else is whiny. I need a decision. Everybody else is upset. Oh, I hate him for this. I'm listening to him and trying to figure out where he is to figure out where fans should be. And right now where fans should be is when Rodgers wants to sign somewhere, he'll want to sign somewhere. It's great that he did TV today and we have some stuff to play for you and talk about and try to figure out what it means. But this is the first time he's really talked. So we can live through reports. Again, yesterday, there was all the report this report. I don't want to be talking about Aaron Rodgers on those kind of days. I stay away from it mostly on those kind of days. But on days where Rodgers does talk, I think, yeah, we can cover this. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Well, let's get an update from him. Steelers, Vikings, Jets, what happened there? All the latest on the teams that are courting or will never want to court him again. When we return, it's the Bart Winkler Show.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandralina Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It's Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show on Thursday. Portion of this show brought to you by Hyundai. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. But don't wait. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Is that slang I'm not familiar with, Carlos? 10 M's? He said that and I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's definitely slang that you're not privy to. You're not cool. I think we established that a while back. Like, you're cool for what you do, but, like, what cool actually is, you're not that.
You've heard somebody else say M's before in terms of millions?
Yes. I am a connoisseur of hip-hop and rap music, so.
And they say M's?
Lots of M's being thrown out there, yep.
Mm-mm. I'm be cool. I'm calling cap on you.
You just say that's cap.
No, you say I'm calling cap on you.
Yeah, that's what we say here. Captain America.
That's what we say in the Great Lakes region. Or do people still say I'm calling shenanigans?
I actually do use that once in a while when I want to be funny. But yeah, I'll allow it.
Calling shenanigans on you.
Hey, Farva, what's that restaurant you like? You know, shenanigans?
Yeah, all right, good, good, good. I'm so cool back in 2000.
I could use a liter of cola right now, man, I'm telling you.
888-710-4ISN. So we'll look at his future, what he said about the Steelers and the Vikings, and then what he said about the Jets was drama. Do people do that?
No.
First, let's get to Chris in Virginia. Chris, hello.
Bart.
Hey.
Hey, I've called in before. When I'm waiting on hold, you give me so many more thoughts that it's hard to get it straight. But first of all,
yeah,
so I'm not taking Aaron's side, but you know, let's go way back in the time machine. I talked to you before about we were both waiters once, so I know people. You know, I mean, you've been in this business a while. I don't think he's lying. I don't want to, but
you don't think he's lying about what?
The Jets. I just think he's being honest, sort of. And when did Pat McAfee become the source? You know, I know that's kind of a different story, I guess. But
yeah, it's hard to explain, but it happened, and he is the king of the world, and we just have to be his servants and peasants. Mm-hmm. I guess.
I know, and Aaron. But the bottom line of the whole thing is that Aaron hasn't signed, and so the whole world is waiting. You know, that's the sort of so that's kind of the world we live in, and it's the world you live in. We got to fill up content waiting for Aaron. And that's kind of what you were touching on a few minutes ago, I think, which is why are we talking about Aaron Rodgers? He hasn't really said anything, and he hasn't done anything, and so nothing has really happened. We just sit here and talk about it all day long. It's just, it's kind of amazing, actually.
Yeah, and there was one thing that he said, Chris, and thanks for the call, in the interviews today, where he said something to the extent of, people think that I want to control all this narrative and all this media, and I haven't said anything. And you could counteract that and say, well, by not saying something, you're saying something. But this is a different situation than he's been in before. He is not a member of the Green Bay Packers, and the Green Bay Packers need to move on one way or another. He's a free agent. He's a free agent. This is one of the, like, if he was dangling a team along, like, hey, we need an answer, we draft next week, that's different. And you could say, well, he's doing that to the Steelers. No, he's not. The Steelers are doing that to themselves. Aaron Rodgers, he's not there. He's not a part of them. He could be an option, but he could be an option at any time. If they knew they had Aaron Rodgers. Look, I can see that both ways. But there's no deadline. There doesn't need to be a deadline. I still think a lot of what he said today makes me feel very good about my guys he's going to sign with the Steelers in the summer take. And now I say August, but he'll sign in July. So then he'll be like, oh, no, you weren't actually right. So where is he going to play if he plays? Well, that was what came up, some of these different teams. There was a report that said, this was the Albert Breer report, that said he had told the Vikings, hey, look, I'll come for 1 year, mentor J.J. McCarthy, we can try to win a Super Bowl. Rodgers saying, no, I'm not waiting out Minnesota.
There's been a lot of narratives that have not been anywhere near accurate, starting with the Jets, continue with something I just read about, me pitching something to the Vikings. Ben was on the show talking about me waiting around for the Vikings. That's not accurate either. But no, I've known Kevin forever. I've known Kevin O'Connell 17, 18 years, and we got a good friendship.
Now, I will also say that it took that Vikings report to happen for him to then immediately come on McAfee's show. I think there's interest that Rodgers wants to play for the Vikings, and I think the Vikings thought long and hard about it. And I think they had conversations. You know, whether it was sit down, do an interview, or back channel stuff, I think they've been engaging each other's interest. Now, did it go exactly the way that it was reported? If it's not 100%, if it's 99.8, then Rodgers has a little wiggle room to say it's not happening. A trick he's used all the time. Rodgers was asked about Pittsburgh, who he did have a meeting with. He was asked if they gave him a deadline to make a decision.
This entire time, I haven't felt like I owed anybody some sort of decision at any point. This is my life, and I've been upfront with him about that and said, listen, if you need to move on, if you need to do something, by all means, like nothing but love and respect, if that's the decision that needs to be made. But there's been no deadline, and yeah, I've talked to Mike T many times.
He's right. He's an option for the Steelers, but he's not the only option. And he is a free agent. Let me do classic, little classic guy talk, guy radio, little guy analogy here. Aaron Rodgers. You know what he's like? You know what he's like? Aaron Rodgers like that cute girl you think is a little bit into you. She's in like the friend zone situation. She's your dream girl, maybe. Or maybe she was years ago. But you still, you know, she's not what she used to be, right? But maybe you'd still be interested. She's always been the one. The longer you wait for her, though, if she's not going to give you the green light, get you out of the friend zone, the longer you wait for her, you're going to let other people pass you by. Like maybe Russell Wilson was the one. Maybe Jackson Dart's going to be the one. And eventually, she's like the girl. She's going to go run off elsewhere. You're going to be left with nothing. With your hands in your pockets. You know what I mean? that was Sports Radio Peace Theater. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Eric's in Texas. Eric.
Oh, gosh. You got my ribbon going good, man. That was awesome.
Oh, no, because it's usually because I like on this format, I can play to like no sound. That's always fun.
Oh, that was good. About Aaron Rodgers, this is the way I see it. So he starts the interview off talking about this puppy he's got. He's only had it for 4 months.
That's another classic move. You know, you think you're going to get attacked. Oh, all of a sudden I brought my kid to the press conference. I brought my puppy here. Classic narcissistic move.
And then, Bart, over and over and over again, he talks about his inner circle. In fact, the clip that you just played about 15 minutes ago, he says inner circle. He says it twice. So I don't believe there's an inner circle, Bart. And I believe he's lonely, and I believe he will play for $10 million. What do you think about that, Bart?
10 M's. I think he'll play for 10 M's.
Yeah.
He was mad at the Jets because they didn't pay for his flight out there. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe he does need those 10 M's.
Mark, I've been a Lions fan for years, so I've seen right through that man just like you do. So I'm glad we're thinking alike, Bart.
Well, I like to hear that out of you, Eric. Appreciate the call, Eric in Texas. 888-710-4ISN. Had a caller say he was in belief about what Aaron Rodgers said about the Jets. Well, I will further play you that. What he said about the Jets, and you can hear more updates with Marco coming up in just a second. Again, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll be back. It's the Bar Winkler Show. Here's an update. Marco Belletti. Bar Winkler Show. Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. We are talking Aaron Rodgers. I wish he would sign by now. Why didn't he sign yet? He's making me mad. Rodgers talked about where he was at with the Steelers. No deadline. Had a good talk. Where he was at with the Vikings. Deny, deny, deny. I'll play for 10 M's. The most animated he got during the Pat McAfee show on Thursday was when he was talking about his meeting with the Jets. He was in Malibu flew cross country, his dime, and had a meeting with the Jets and the new coach Aaron Glenn and the new brass there. And as he recalled to Pat and the gang, did not go to the way of Aaron Rodgers' liking.
So we sit down in the office. I think we're going to have this long conversation. I've flown across the country. And 20 seconds in, he goes, I mean, literally, I'm talking to the GM about something, and he leans to the edge of his seat and goes, so do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, we're going a different direction at quarterback. And I was kind of shocked. Now, not shocked because I didn't think that was a possibility, but shocked because I just flew across country. You could have told me this on the phone. And this is verbatim exactly how it happened. So I said, huh? And he goes, we just want to know how you want it released, the messaging. And I said, I don't give a shit about the message. And I said, why? And then he said, I don't want to be up in front of the room saying something and have guys looking back at you.
Interesting.
And I said, what does that even mean? Are you assuming that I would be in the back of the room during a team meeting undermining what you're saying? I said, you don't know me. And he said, you don't know me. And then I said, exactly, which is why I flew across the country to have a face-to-face meeting with you to talk about my experience with the Jets. What I thought was going to be a couple-hour meeting turned into like a 15-minute meeting.
Very animated. Now, I think there are two sides to every story, so I would like to hear the other side. I don't think that the Jets are wrong to think, hey, if I'm up here talking, are you going to... I mean, we did just see what happened with the last regime where you brought in a bunch of your friends and everybody got fired. Also, this is not something that I can prove because it did not happen this way. But I have 100% confidence in it. There was the part of that soundbite where he said, what were the direct words? He said, I flew all this way. You could have told me this over the phone or something.
Yeah, and he's right.
Yeah. We'll play that out, though. Play out where Aaron Rodgers gets a phone call from the Jets. They say, hey, we're not interested. We're just going to go our own way. And then he goes on Pat McAfee, and then McAfee asks Rodgers, hey, what happened with the Jets? And he would say, they want to dismiss me, and they won't even say it to my face? Right? 100% that is how it would have went down. And I know it, and we all know it, that Rodgers would have been upset either way. And that's where you reside when you have victim mentality, when you're always playing defense. People have attacked Rodgers, so maybe he's right to put up guardrails in every situation. But that doesn't mean that everything that's said about you is an attack. The Jets have a right to move on with a new quarterback. And I did find it interesting. He said, I flew out there on my own dime. You make a lot of money, dude. Also, I don't think you were, well, you would be with them at the time. Okay. This is also the guy who said he doesn't get FaceTime in his house. And that he can't do that. So the Jets wanted to talk to him. And this was the summation of the Aaron Rodgers discussion today. I was entertained. It was an interesting conversation. I thought I saw a lot of the same Rodgers conversational tricks. The more animated he got about the Jets, that must have really upset him. And I just walked away from watching that, thinking the same thing that I've been thinking, but with more of a stronger case to believe it, that whatever reason he says, maybe it's people in his inner circle going through something, maybe it's in his inner circle going through something, maybe, you know, he just got a new dog and wants to commit himself to that, Apollo, maybe it's that. You know, he's got to do more research on the pyramids and what was really in those tombs. Do we even have gold at Fort Knox? Was the moon landing even real? Maybe he's got to do that. He doesn't want to go to a team facility and have to start to implement the playbook into his brain. He wants to come in and play football the way he knows how, and he still thinks that that's good enough for a team that they should want him. He'd love to play for Mike Tomlin, like I'll come on the sidelines and give you a high five play for Mike Tomlin. You get the guys around me to be motivated for Mike Tomlin. I don't think he wants to take, all right, Arthur Smith, this is your playbook. Let's do this, let's do this, let's do this, with no say. So the longer he stays away from a team, the less he is going to be asked to do, the more he can play like the Aaron Rodgers that he wants to play like. I think it's as simple as that, no matter what paper bag he tries to talk himself out of. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Can talk about that. Can talk about the NFL draft a week away. The world is your oyster, my friends. The phone line is your pearl. 888-710-4476, Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day.
And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free at DirtyLabs.com.